Chapter 5 The Circular Flow of Income. Page 49 Meaning. The circular flow of income and expenditure refers to the process whereby the national income and expenditure of an economy flows in a circular manner continuously through time. The various components of national income and expenditure, such as saving, investment, taxation, government expenditure, exports, imports, etc., are shown on diagrams in the form of currents and cross currents in such a manner that national income equals national expenditure. Circular flow in a two-sector economy. We begin with a simple hypothetical economy where there are only two sectors, the household and business. The household sector owns all the factors of production, that is land, labor and capital. This sector receives income by selling the services of these factors to the business sector. The business sector consists of producers who produce products and sell them to the household sector or consumers. Thus, the household sector buys outputs of products of the business sector. The circular flow of income and expenditure in such an economy is shown in Figure 1, where the product market is shown in the upper portion and the factor market is shown in the lower portion. So in Figure 1, we have household sector on one side in one box. In the other box, we have the business sector. So from the household sector, there is one arrow going to consumption expenditure. From the consumption expenditure, the arrow goes to business sector. This is in the above portion. And then there is a dotted line which goes from the business sector to product market, which goes back into the household sector. On the other hand, below the two boxes, from the business sector, there is a arrow going to income payments, which goes into household sector. And from the household sector, there is a dotted line, which is factor markets, which goes to business sector. So this is Figure 1. So going back to the text, in the product market, the household sector purchases goods and services from the business sector, while in the factor market, the household sector receives income from the former for providing services. Thus, the household sector purchases all goods and services provided by the business sector and makes payments to the latter in lieu of these. The business sector in turn makes payments to the household sector for the services rendered by the latter to the business, wage payments for labor services, profit for capital supplied, etc. Thus, payments go around in a circular manner from the business sector to the household sector and from the household sector to the business sector, as shown by arrows in the output portion of the figure. There are also flows of goods and services in the opposite direction to the money payment flows. Goods flow from the business sector to the household sector in the product market, and services flow from the household sector to the business sector in the factor market, as shown in the inner portion of the figure. These are shown by dotted lines. These two flows give GNP is equal to GNI. Circular flow with saving and investment added. The actual economy is not as explained above. In an economy, inflows and leakages occur in the expenditure and income flows. Such leakages are saving and inflows or injections are investment, which equal each other. Figure 2 shows how the circular flow of income and expenditure is altered by the inclusion of saving and investment. Expenditure has now two alternative paths from household and product markets. One, directly via consumption expenditure, and two, indirectly via investment expenditure. Page 50. So, trying to explain Figure 2, again we have two sectors. One is the household sector and one is the business sector. In the above portion, we have an arrow going from the household sector to consumption expenditure and from consumption expenditure to business sector. There is a second arrow which goes from household sector to savings, from savings to capital market, from capital market to investment, and from investment it goes back to business sector. There is a reverse direction arrow. From the business sector it goes to product market, from product market it goes to household sector. Now this is a dotted line. This is in the above portion of the figure. In the below portion we have from business sector an arrow going to income payments, from income payments it goes to household sector. And in the reverse direction we have from household sector one dotted line arrow going to factor market, and from factor market to the business sector. Going back to the text. In figure 2, there is a capital or credit market in between saving and investment flows from households to business firms. The capital market refers to a number of financial institutions such as commercial banks, saving banks, loan institutions and stock and bond markets, etc. The capital market coordinates the saving and investment activities of the households and the business firms. The households supply saving to the capital market and the firms in turn obtain investment funds from the capital market. Circular flow in a three-sector closed economy. So far we have been working on the circular flow of a two-sector model of an economy. To this we add the government sector so as to make it a three-sector closed model of circular flow of income and expenditure. For this we add taxation and government purchases or expenditure in our presentation. Taxation is a leakage from the circular flow and government purchases are injections into the circular flow. First, take the circular flow between the household sector and the government sector. So, trying to explain figure 3, we have the business sector, the household sector and the government sector. Going from the household sector, we have taxes which go to the government sector. From the household sector, savings go into the capital market and household sector go into the consumption expenditure. So these are the three outflows from the household sector. The taxes which go into the government sector, then government sector goes to government purchases which finally goes to the business sector. From the government sector we also have on the other hand transfer, payments and social services which go into the household sector. The savings which go into the capital market then leads to investments which go into the business sector. And from the household sector we have consumption expenditure which goes into the business sector. And in the opposite direction, from the business sector product market goes into the household sector. This is the upper half of the diagram. In the lower half, from the business sector, income payments go into the household sector, and in the opposite direction, that is dotted line, from the household sector, factor market goes into the business sector. So returning to the text. First, take the circular flow between the household sector and the government sector. Taxes in the form of personal income tax and commodity taxes paid by the household sector are outflows or leakages from the circular flow. But the government purchases the services of the households, makes transfer payments in the form of old age pensions, unemployment relief, sickness benefit, etc., and also spends them to provide certain social services like education, health, housing, water, parks and other facilities. All such expenditures by the government are injections into the circular flow. Next, take the circular flow between the business sector and the government sector. All types of taxes paid by the business sector to the government are leakages from the circular flow. On the other hand, the government purchases all its requirements of goods of all types from the business sector, gives subsidies and makes transfer payments to firms in order to encourage their production. These government expenditures are injections into the circular flow. Now we take the household, business and government sectors together to show their inflows and outflows in the circular flow. As already noted, taxation is a leakage from the circular flow. It tends to reduce consumption and saving of the household sector. Reduced consumption in terms reduces the sales and incomes of the firms. On the other hand, taxes on business firms tend to reduce the investment and production. The government offsets these leakages by making purchases from the business sector and buying services of the household sector equal to the amount of taxes. Thus, total sales again equals production of firms. In this way, the circular flow of income and expenditure remains in equilibrium. Page 51. Figure 3 shows that taxes flow out of the household and business sectors and go to the government sector. Now the government makes investments for these purchases from firms and also factors of production from household. Thus, government purchases of goods and services are an injection in the circular flow of income and taxes are leakages. If government purchase exceeds net taxes, then the government will incur a deficit equal to the difference between the two. That is, government expenditure and taxes. The government finances its deficit by borrowing from the capital market, which receives funds from households in the form of saving. On the other hand, if net taxes exceed government purchases, the government will have a budget surplus. In this case, the government reduces the public debt and supplies funds to the capital market, which are received by firms. Adding foreign sector. Circular flow in a four-sector open economy. So in this we have figure 4. Again we have the business sector, the household sector, the government sector, and the fourth is the foreign sector. So let us first see what are the outputs from the household sector. From the household sector, it goes to consumption expenditure, which then goes to the business sector. From the household sector, the next output is savings going to capital market, going to investment, which goes into business sector. The third is taxes, which go into the government sector. From the government sector, it goes to purchase, government purchases, which go into the business sector. Next is from the business sector. So from the business sector, we have an output which is taxes, which go into government purchases. So on the upper half, we have the third sector, that is the foreign sector. So foreign sector, from the household, we have going to the foreign sector. These are the imports. So from the household sector, going into the foreign sector is imports. From the foreign sector, going into business sector is exports and transfer payments. The other output from the foreign sector is transfer payments going to the household sector, which is a dotted line. And from the business sector, going into the foreign sector is imports, which is again a dotted line. Going from the business sector to the household sector is a product market, which is another dotted line. In the lower half of the diagram, we have from the business sector, income payments going into the household sector. And in the opposite direction, from the household sector, factor market going into the business sector, which is a dotted line. So this was trying to explain the diagram. Going back to the text. So far, the circular flow of income and expenditure has been shown in the case of a closed economy. But the actual economy is an open one where foreign trade plays an important role. Exports are an injection or inflow into the economy. They create incomes for the domestic firms. When foreigners buy goods and services produced by domestic firms, they are exports in the circular flow of income. On the other hand, imports are leakages from the circular flow. They are expenditures incurred by the household sector to purchase goods from foreign countries. These exports and imports in the circular flow are shown in the figure 4. Take the inflows and outflows of the household, business and government sectors in relation to the foreign sector. The household sector buys goods imported from abroad and makes payment for them, which is a leakage from the circular flow. The households may receive transfer payments from the foreign sector for the services rendered by them in foreign countries. Page 52. On the other hand, the business sector exports goods to foreign countries and its receipts are an injection in the circular flow. Similarly, there are many services rendered by business firms to foreign countries, such as shipping, insurance, banking, etc., for which they receive payments from abroad. They also receive royalties, interests, dividends, profits, etc., for investments made in foreign countries. On the other hand, the business sector makes payments to the foreign sector for imports of capital goods, machinery, raw materials, consumer goods, and services from abroad. These are the leakages from the circular flow. Like the business sector, modern governments also export and import goods and services and lend and borrow from foreign countries. For all exports of goods, the government receives payments from abroad. Similarly, the government receives payments from foreigners when they visit the country as tourists and for receiving education, etc., and also when the government provides shipping, insurance, and banking services to foreigners through the state-owned agencies. It also receives royalties, interest, dividend, etc., for investments made abroad. These are injections into the circular flow. On the other hand, the leakages are payments made for the purchase of goods and services to foreigners. Figure 4 shows the circular flow of the four sector open economy, with saving, taxes, and imports shown as leakages from the circular flow. On the right hand side of the figure, an investment, government purchases, and exports as injections into the circular flow on the left hand side of the figure. Further, imports, exports, and transfer payments have been shown to arise from the three domestic sectors, the household, the business, and the government. These outflows and inflows pass through the foreign sector, which is also called the balance of payments sector. If exports exceed imports, the economy has a surplus in the balance of payments. And if imports exceed exports, it has a deficit in the balance of payments. But in the long run, exports of an economy must balance its imports. This is achieved by the foreign trade policies adopted by the economy. The whole analysis can be shown in simple equations. Y is equal to C plus I plus G, all capital, where Y represents the production of goods and services, C for consumption expenditure, I investment level in the economy, and G for government expenditure respectively. So that was equation 1. Now, we introduce taxation in the model to equate the government expenditure. Therefore, Y is equal to C plus S plus T. This is equation 2, where S is saving and T is taxation. By equating 1 and 2 equations, we get C plus I plus G is equal to C plus S plus I, or I plus G is equal to S plus T. With the introduction of the foreign sector, we divide investment into domestic investment ID and foreign investment IF, and get ID plus IF plus G is equal to S plus T, but IF is equal to X minus M, where X is exports and M is imports. So ID plus within bracket X minus M plus G is equal to S plus T, or ID plus within bracket X minus M is equal to S plus within bracket T minus G. The equation shows the equilibrium condition in the circular flow of income and expenditure. Importance of circular flow. The concept of the circular flow gives a clear-cut picture of the economy. We can know whether the economy is working efficiently or whether there is any disturbance in its smooth functioning. As such, the circular flow is of immense significance for studying the functioning of the economy and for helping the government in formulating policy measurements. 1. Study of problems of disequilibrium. It is with the help of circular flow that the problems of disequilibrium and the restoration of equilibrium can be studied. 2. Effects of leakages and inflows. The role of leakages enables us to study their effects on the national economy. For example, imports are a leakage out of the circular flow of income because they are payments made to a foreign country. To stop this leakage, government should adopt appropriate measures so as to increase exports and decrease imports. Page 53. 3. Link between producers and consumers. The circular flow establishes a link between producers and consumers. It is through income that producers buy the services of the factors of production, with which the latter in turn purchase goods from the producers. 4. Creates a network of markets. As a corollary to the above point, the linking of producers and consumers through the circular flow of income and expenditure has created a network of markets for different goods and services, where problems relating to their sale and purchase are automatically solved. 5. Inflationary and deflationary tendencies. Leakages or injections in the circular flow disturb the smooth functioning of the economy. For example, saving is a leakage out of the expenditure stream. If saving increases, this depresses the circular flow of income. This tends to reduce employment, income, and prices, thereby leading to a deflationary process in the economy. On the other hand, consumption tends to increase employment, income, output, and prices that lead to inflationary tendencies. 6. Basis of the multiplier. Again, if leakages exceed injections in the circular flow, the total income becomes less than the total output. This leads to a cumulative decline in employment, income, output, and prices over time. On the other hand, if injections into the circular flow exceeds leakages, the income is increased in the economy. This leads to a cumulative rise in employment, income, output, and prices over a period of time. In fact, the basis of the Keynesian multiplier is the cumulative movements in the circular flow of income. 7. Importance of monetary policy. The study of circular flow also highlights the importance of monetary policy to bring about the equality of saving and investment in the economy. Figure 2 shows that the equality between saving and investment comes about through the credit or capital market. The credit market itself is controlled by the government through monetary policy. When saving exceeds investment or investment exceeds saving, money and credit policies help to stimulate or retard investment spending. This is how a fall or rise in prices is also controlled. 8. Importance of fiscal policy. The circular flow of income and expenditure points towards the importance of fiscal policy. For national income to be in equilibrium, desired savings plus taxes, that is S plus T, must equal desired investment plus government spending, that is I plus G. S plus T represents leakages from the spending stream, which must be offset by injections of I plus G into the income stream. If S plus T exceed I plus G, government should adopt such fiscal measures as a reduction in taxes and spending more itself. On the contrary, if I plus G exceed S plus T, the government should adjust its revenue and expenditure by encouraging saving and tax revenue. Thus, the circular flow of income and expenditure tells us about the importance of compensatory fiscal policy. 9. Importance of trade policies. Similarly, imports are leakages in the circular flow of money because they are payments made to foreign country. To stop it, the government adopts such measures as to increase exports and decrease imports. Thus, the circular flow points towards the importance of adopting export promotion and import control policies. 10. Basis of flow of funds accounts. The circular flow helps in calculating national income on the basis of flow of funds accounts. The flow of funds accounts are concerned with all transactions in the economy that are accomplished by money transfers. They show the financial transactions among different sectors of the economy and the link between saving and investment and lending and borrowing by them. To conclude, the circular flow of income possesses much theoretical and practical significance in an economy. Exercises. Question 1. Explain the process of circular flow of income and product in a three-sector closed model. 2. Explain the concept of the circular flow of income. In what ways do international transactions affect this flow within a closed economy? 3. Explain the circular flow of income in an economy, including the foreign sector. Use diagrams to illustrate your answer. With this, we come to the end of Chapter 5. We have also reached the end of Part 2.